Amen. Praise the Lord indeed. And it's only going to get better, Lord willing. Next week, at least as we sing, we'll be able to be outside of our vehicles. We're going to be working this week on the logistics of that. But we are looking forward to that very eagerly. So continue to pray, and we will press forward and pursue these things together. So praise the Lord. Let's open the Word of God to Joshua and chapter 1 this morning. The book of Joshua, chapter 1. And we'll be reading this morning from verses 6 through verse 9. Let's hear God's word together. Be strong and courageous, for you shall cause this people to inherit the land I swore to their fathers to give them. Only be strong and very courageous, being careful to do according to all the law that Moses, my servant, commanded you. Do not turn from it to the right hand or to the left, that you may go and have good success wherever you go. This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be frightened and do not be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Let's pray. Father, we praise you this morning for the opportunity again to gather as your people, for the opportunity to sing your praises, and for the opportunity, the privilege, and the responsibility to sit now under your word. Father, would you write its truth upon our hearts now by your Spirit? We pray this in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Well, as we come to this passage this morning, I trust that just from the reading of the passage, you have already taken to heart the main point of this passage and the main point of this sermon this morning. This is indeed a call to courage. Sometimes as we approach passages of Scripture, we find that there's a lot of hard digging that we need to do, there's labor that we need to do, there's exegetical nuance to pay attention to and context in order to draw out what the main thrust of a passage is. But in this passage, I hope that it's been very clear to you as we read through and as we heard three different times the call to Joshua to be strong and to be courageous. It is a clear call, and that's the first thing that we want to look at this morning, is the call to courage. The call in this passage is to be strong and to be courageous. You see it first in verse 6. Be strong and courageous, we read. In verse 7, only be strong and very courageous. And then again in verse 9, we see it again. Have I not commanded you, be strong and courageous? Brothers and sisters, as we hear this word this morning, let us assess our lives as Christians. Let us assess our life together as a church. Let us assess our life in this world and ask ourselves, are we heeding this command? Are we heeding this call? Can it rightly be said of us that we are a people strong and very courageous? Can it be said of you, brother, and you, sister, that you are strong and courageous? Does this characterize your life? Can it be said of us as a church that we are strong and courageous? We can ask it, first of all, of the leaders in this particular church, those who've been set apart as pastors and elders. Is strength and courage a characterization of our ministry in this place? Can we stand up and say with Paul that we have not shrunk back from declaring to you the whole counsel of God? Can it be said of us that we with boldness and fearing the Lord have declared to you, laid before you, the plain teaching of Scripture on absolutely everything to which it speaks, on the clear call of the gospel, the exclusivity of the Lord Jesus Christ and his saving work? Are we clear in our declaration of the depravity of man and the sovereignty of God and the unmatchable, incomparable grace of the Lord Jesus Christ? Have we been strong and courageous in declaring the word of God to you on issues of gender and sexuality, on issues of marriage and family, of children? Are we clear on the word of God? Are we strong and very courageous when it comes to the preaching of the word of God in this place? And you can assess your lives as Christians according to this call right here. Fathers, are you strong and very courageous when it comes to facing your immense responsibility as a husband and as a father? You know your weaknesses. You know your failures. You know your sins. Have you brought them to the foot of the cross? Have you stood up tall in the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ? Have you wielded the Word of God by the power of the Holy Spirit and given yourself to the task of raising your children in the fear and admonition of the Lord? Have you poured yourself into the work of being that head that you are in the home? A head that is shaped and molded by the Word of God, that's characterized by the sacrificial love of the Lord Jesus Christ, and indeed the authority of the Lord Jesus Christ. As a Christian, in your battle with sin, in your battle with the flesh, are you heeding this call to be strong and very courageous? Think for a few moments. Evaluate that call. In different aspects of our lives as Christians, standing upon the Word of God, are we strong and very courageous, or do we shrink back, or do we apologize for the Word of God? Are we ashamed for standing firm? Mothers, are you strong and very courageous in your call to be a mother? Women who are married, wives, are you strong and very courageous to stand up tall upon the Word of God in your call to submit to your husbands in everything as unto the Lord? Or are you embarrassed about that part of the Word of God? Consider all of these things, brothers and sisters. Hear the call to be strong and very courageous in your life as a believer in the world, with your friends, and with your family. Does the Word of God ring true in your heart and out of your mouth in those various contexts you find yourself? Young people, as you interact with your peers, are you moved towards timidity and silence? Or are you heeding this call to be strong and very courageous? Does this describe us as Christians? Does it describe us as a church? Because this is God's word to us this morning. This very day, the Lord God Almighty addresses us as his people, and he says, be strong and be very courageous. And in order for us to heed that call, in order for us to do that this morning, we need to consider the rest of the passage. There's not just a raw command here this morning. There's not just a raw call. This is grounded in the precious promise of God's presence and of God's victory. It's grounded in the precious promise of God's presence and God's victory. Look again at the passage here for a moment. Right before we began reading, God said to Joshua, "No man shall be able to stand before you all the days of your life. Just as I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will not leave you or forsake you." Do you hear the promise of God's presence there? I will be with you. I will not leave you or forsake you. The promise of God's presence comes again at the end of the passage in verse 9. Do not be frightened and do not be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. That's the promise of his presence. There's also the promise of his victory. Look again at verse 6. Be strong and very courageous. And then what does God say? For you shall cause this people to inherit the land that I swore to their fathers to give them. Joshua, be strong and very courageous. I will be with you. I will not leave you or forsake you. And you will accomplish what I have said you will accomplish. You will obtain the victory that I have promised. God gives this precious promise of his presence and of his victory to his people. And the same is true for us sitting here this very day. Brothers and sisters, for that promise to carry the weight that it ought to have in our hearts, to be a ballast for our souls, to cause strength and courage to rise up within us this very moment, we need to pay attention to one absolutely crucial thing in this passage. We cannot skate by it quickly. We see the promise, I will not leave you, I will not forsake you, I will be with you. The Lord your God is with you wherever you go. And the question that we have to ask here is, whose presence is promised? Whose presence is promised? It's not just the promise of his presence, but it who is promising to be with us. Consider Joshua here on the edge of the land, about to go in, about to lead God's people. And God says, I will be with you. I will never leave you or forsake you. I am the God who called this world into being by the word of my power. I spoke and things existed. And then when my people rebelled against me, I made a promise that there would be an offspring who would come and who would crush the head of the serpent. And then I called a people for myself. I called a man, Abraham. I called him out of a pagan nation to make for myself a people. And I brought him through all the trials of his life, and I gave him a son. And now here you are, the people who went down into Egypt and were in bondage to slavery, and by my own power, the very undoing of creation itself, in plague after plague after plague after plague, I delivered you out of Egypt. I will be with you. I, the God who opened the sea before you and led you through on dry ground and then crushed your enemies beneath the waves, I will be with you. I, the Lord, who called you, not because you were a people great, not because you were mighty, but because I act for my own glory, I will be with you, and I will not forsake you. I, the Lord your God, who sustained you in the wilderness for all these years, I will be with you. And brothers and sisters, the God who addresses us this morning is the God of Joshua. But we find ourselves with much more to work with in terms of the glorious revelation and the glorious work of redemption that this God has worked on behalf of his people. When we hear those words this morning, I will be with you, I will never leave you nor forsake you, we hear them spoken to us by the eternal Son of God come in the flesh, the one who's redeemed us not just from bondage and slavery to Egypt, but who's delivered us through his perfect life and his substitutionary death on the cross and his glorious resurrection from the dead and his ascension to the right hand of his Father. He has delivered us from bondage to sin. He's delivered us from the power of death itself. He's delivered us from the evil one. He has won the victory on our behalf, and he speaks to us this morning and says, I will never leave you nor forsake you. Therefore, be strong and be very courageous. Be strong and be very courageous. It's not just that he speaks these words here in Joshua, but the last words that he spoke before he ascended again to the right hand of the Father, and I will be with you always, even to the end of the age. The King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, your Savior, promises his presence to you, even as he promises victory for you. Has he not said, he who began a work in you will carry it on to completion at the day of the Lord Jesus Christ? Has he not promised that every one who's given to the Son by the Father, every single sheep who's given into the hand of the Son, none will be lost. None will be lost on the last day. Jesus will accomplish the will of his Father with perfection, with absolute certainty. And that Jesus declares to you this morning, I will never leave you and I will not forsake you. Consider whose presence is promised to you. And strength will rise up as you trust in his word. Courage will rise up as you trust in his promise. What we need to see also this morning, brothers and sisters, is that the path of courage is brightly lit by the word of God itself. There's many, especially young men, who hear the call to strength and courage and they just go running off and ramming their heads into this thing and that thing and the other thing. We see that happens in the scriptures. And God calls us to strength and courage, but the path of courage is to be brightly lit by the very word of God. You hear it again and again in this passage, God's word to Joshua. He says, being careful to do according to all the law that Moses, my servant, commanded you, do not turn from it to the right or to the left. God's word is the light. God's word is the light on the path of courage. We don't go running off in whatever cause we think is great and mighty. We don't go running off in whatever direction we have some kind of passion about. Our courage and strength is informed by the promise of God for his presence and for his victory, and then it's lit up by his very words. Our strength and courage are only to be there insofar as we clearly see what God's word has called us to be and to do, and we pursue it in His grace and for His glory. That bright light shining upon the path of strength and courage, and God's people running hard, hearing those calls that we hear again and again in the scriptures. In Ephesians chapter 6, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of His might. The call in 1 Corinthians that we are to be strong, that we are to act like men. That is the life of the Christian. The life of the Christian is the life of strength and courage, banking on the presence of God and the sure victory that He's promised to every one of His children. Brothers and sisters, let us hear this call. As we face so many things in this world, courage to be resolute in the face of dangers, in the face of fears, in the face of uncertainties, and to march with strength and valor in the cause of the Lord Jesus Christ, because He said He will be with us always into the end of the age. He has given us a mission, and on that mission, we are to be strong and we are to be very courageous. Here is what we need to hear this morning. Beloved, the Creator and Sustainer of the universe, the Savior of sinners, the King of kings, and Lord of lords, has promised His presence to you, has promised His victory for you. So, brothers and sisters, let us start acting like that is the case. Let us start living like that is true. Let us be strong and very courageous. Let's pray. Father, now it is our confession that Jesus is Lord. It is our confession that He defeated the power of death. He defeated sin. He destroyed our guilt. That He won the victory over Satan. That He is making all things new this very morning. Father, it's our confession that He's been seated at Your right hand right now, and He reigns as King of kings and Lord of lords. That right now He is reigning until every enemy is trampled and smashed down under His feet. He is reigning right now as His people. We go forth to make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything that He commanded. Father, it's our confession that there is salvation in no one else but in Jesus Christ our Lord. And Lord, it is our confession that You are with us. That Jesus is with us, that Your Holy Spirit is with us. So, Father, I pray that we would march into that battle once again today, that we would be strong and very courageous as we face the sin that clings so closely. Father, that we would be strong and very courageous as we face the great and tremendous responsibilities that You have laid at our feet in discipling the nations, in loving our brothers and sisters, in loving our spouses, in loving our children. Father, as we consider the task that You've laid before us in this place, in this city, would You make us strong and very courageous as we know Your presence with us. Father, as we face the trials and temptations that come in the life of a church, as we face the divisions that can so easily crop up and rise up, as we face the unique challenges of this present time, Father, would we be strong and very courageous in pressing into them? Father, as our brothers and sisters struggle, would we be strong and very courageous, Lord, to press towards them in love, to speak the word of God in truth, to carry the weapons of righteousness in the right hand and of the left. And Father, would the victory be very great? Father, as we walk into a world with the clarity of the word of the Creator and Savior of the world, would we speak your truth in every place with boldness? Would your light shine in the darkness that indeed has not overcome it? Father, would you do all these things for your abundant glory and for our eternal joy? We pray in the name of Jesus. Amen.